President Truman's press conference in the old State Building, February 20th, 1952.
Please be seated. I have no special announcements to make. I'll try to answer questions, however.
Mr. President, I wondered if you heard the House has just passed a resolution demanding that you supply full and complete information on any agreements or commitments made to Mr. Churchill in your January talks, particularly involving the dispatch of American troops on the seas.
I don't know anything about the resolution, Tony. I can't comment on it until I do know what's in it. Officially, it hasn't come to me.
Mr. President, what would you feel in those circumstances if there would be any responsibility on the part of the Executive Department to respond to it?
I'll have to see the resolution before I can answer any questions with regard to it.
President, in talking to the Methodist ministers today, you made the statement, there's no other country in the world, with the possible exception of Great Britain, Canada, and Australia.
Well, Eddie, I left out a good many countries that should have been mentioned. It was an accident, not intentional, that the statement was made just the way it was. There are a lot of countries in addition to the ones I named.
Expired relatively soon. Do you intend to reappoint him? There are reports that you had recommendations of that on your desk some days.
It has not come to me yet, and he is not the chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
No,
he's
sir.
The heir member for the Joint Chiefs,
yes.
But when the matter comes before me, then I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I can't comment on it today. I'm sorry.
You have not picked up a successor for him?
No.
Another question answered. Political question, but not the big one.
Go ahead, Eddie.
Why, in the District of Columbia, we can't vote for president, vice president, but we do send delegates to the national conventions.
That's right.
In selecting those delegates now, we have a rather complicated machinery. Only a relatively small number of residents here take part. Now, would you be in favor of an open primary for the selection of delegates, one that would bring out a maximum number of people?
Eddie, I'm for a national presidential primary. That's my answer to that.
That would include the district?
That would include the district, of course.
How soon do you plan to give us that judge down in South Carolina?
Just as quickly as I find the man I think is fitted to fill it. Sometimes it takes a little delay to get around to those things, find the right man. But I'll let you know in plenty of time whenever I'm ready.
Mr. President, you plan on accepting Mr. Fitzpatrick's invitation to Herman Dunning?
I haven't received any such invitation.
He's speaking of Harriman.
Paul Fitzpatrick invited you yesterday to the Harriman dinner on the 17th of April in New York.
Oh, that was a general Democratic dinner. I didn't know it was especially for Averill Harriman, but of course I'd like to attend. I don't know whether I can or not.
Mr. President, the Senate District Committee yesterday postponed action again on Earl Wayne Beck. Do you plan to leave his name in nomination?
Why, certainly.
You think it'll be confirmed?
Certainly. He's well qualified as any man's ever held that job.
Cite a successor to Millard Caldwell as civil defense minister?
No, I haven't. Been trying to find somebody because the governor has to go back to Florida and attend some of his business. He's done a wonderful job since he's been here, and I've been trying to accommodate him, but I haven't succeeded in finding a successor as yet.
Is there a deadline, Mr. President, on when he has to leave?
No, I don't think so. He wants to leave as promptly as he can. He's been here, I believe, more than a year longer than he agreed to stay when he first came up.
Mr. President, can you give us any estimate as to when General Eisenhower may be terminating his assignment?
No, I can't.
Mr. President,
President, do you want any comment on the action of the House Judiciary Subcommittee yesterday in deciding not to give immunity powers to Mr. Morris?
The only reason that those immunity powers were requested for Mr. Morrison was to give him an opportunity to do a bang-up job. I have no comment to make on the action of the House Committee. They've been very anxious to have a bang-up job done, and I tried to give him the powers necessary so he could do that sort of a job. And there wasn't any bug under the chip or anything of the kind. It's just, there was not any bug under the chip or anything of the kind. That's right.
Do you feel that the fact that he is not going to receive those powers will prevent him from doing the bang-up job?
Yes, I do.
Mr. President, whose idea was it that he needed the immunity power?
Well, when you're making an investigation before a grand jury, and this is a sort of a grand jury, the man who comes in and testifies usually is promised immunity if it'll point toward the conviction of some criminal. It's customary in all the approaches of investigations of that kind.
Well, I mean,
it's just
idea
good sense.
Was it that he needed?
Mine. You don't have to blame anybody.
Well, Mr. President, you said that you believe that the fact that he doesn't have this power now would prevent his doing a bang-up job.
I think it'll hamper him in carrying doing a bang-up job.
Do you have any other ideas that will help him? I mean, are you going to try to counteract this?
We're going to give him every help we possibly can to do a good job. That's what we want. We haven't anything to cover up. I'm very happy that the committee voted to hold hearings on the St. Lawrence Seaway. They should hold those hearings. It's important and necessary that that project be built.
Mr. President, without question, do you have anything to volunteer in your intentions?
No comment, Tony. Tony has a very adroit way of approaching these things, and he always looks at me with that innocent, poor boy look. Now, Mr. President, you ought to do something for me, and I almost feel like doing it.
Also, when we go out, Lizzie asked you to have any political involvement. I just wanted to bring that to you.
That's all right, Tony. That's all right.
Mr. President, during the last, since your last press conference, there's been a rather striking disappearance on the part of your callers from any discussion of your future. That we'd gone along a couple of weeks there when everybody came out of your office talked about it, and then bang, they stopped.
Well, I have an idea that they heard the lecture I gave this press conference and they abided by it.
Well, have you done anything to stop them?
No, I haven't. They're always free agents when they go out of my office. I never try to gag anybody. Go ahead.
Without reference to the resolution, have any commitments been made to Great Britain on the sending of troops anywhere?
I have no comment. You out of soap?
Thank you, Mr.
That's all right.